When we think of trading cards, our minds might automatically go to things like Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh! Or even baseball. But for the City of Portage's 50th anniversary, the Portage Historic District Commission is launching a very different set of cards. WMUK's Jasmine Espy reports.
The Portage Historic District Commission has a unique approach to promote the city's historic places. The idea behind the trading cards is to get citizens out to these homes and show them the history right in their neighborhood. Each of the cards highlights select properties for the 40 existing historic sites in the city of Portage.
We're at the Stewart Manor House in the Sowery Flats. It's the oldest house that we know of in Portage, and it was once owned by U.S. Senator Charles Stewart, and that's how we gave it the name Stewart Manor.
That's Mark Riley, the chairperson of the Portage Historic District Commission.
It was originally on Milam Avenue, and it was moved here when the city decided to create this little development of Sowery Flats to maintain some of the historic structures in Portage.
Riley explains how the commission got the idea for the trading cards.
One of our commissioners remembered trading cards that were done at her daughter's school. They did caricatures of their teachers, and then they passed them out as trading cards. So we developed from that. So we started out as a brochure. We had the card idea, and that seemed more fun to do.
Mark Riley took me to a house on Angling Road that's featured on one of the trading cards.
We are standing at 6638 Angling Road, which is one of our Italianate style homes. It's brick primarily, and the Italianate features are the tall windows, the nice brick detailing at the head of the windows, the low-sloped hip roof with the wide overhangs, and then the heavy wood detailing just below the overhang at the fascia and the frieze. It's got a lot of character. It's a nice proportioned structure. It's got bay windows and a lot of variety with the windows, which are also features of the Italianate style, and one of my favorite homes in the district.
The goal is to show the community why it's important to save these historic homes for future generations.
They seem to have caught some people's eye, the format, and that by having the cards out there, people might take the time to drive by the properties. There's drawings on the properties, not photos intentionally, hoping that people will discover the properties on their own. And we hope to continue this the next couple of years and cover all the properties in the district.
Commissioner Suzanne Nemeth drew sketches of historic places in Portage, like the grain elevator in Sowery Flats.
We're standing at the grain elevator in Sowery Flats, one of the earliest remaining commercial buildings. And not only is it commercial in nature, but it's agricultural in nature because it was a grain elevator, a working grain elevator. It was originally located at the corner of Center and Shaver Roads, and the city moved it here to preserve it when that property was sold and going to be developed, which was quite a feat in itself to move a brick building and keep it mainly intact, and then it was restored.
If you would like a pack of the historic Portage trading cards, they are available at Portage City Hall, Life Story Funeral Home, Portage Senior Center, offices of Nelson Nave, and TMP Architecture offices. There's more info on our website. For WMUK, I'm Jasmine Espy.